San Francisco's waterfront is booming. It's become a major destination for tourists and locals, celebrated two World Series wins, and is currently playing host to the America's Cup sailing race. There's a new cruise ship terminal and a reinvented exploratorium. And now, the Embarcadero is preparing itself for another huge makeover. In May of last year, the Golden State Warriors basketball team announced that they wanted to leave their Oakland complex and move across the bay.
And it's been 41 years since the Warriors played here in San Francisco, and in my humble opinion, it's time to welcome them home.
But in order to move, they'll need somewhere to play. So on a sunny day last spring, Mayor Ed Lee, city officials, and representatives from the Warriors gathered at Piers 30 to 32 on the Embarcadero. With the bay behind them, they unveiled a proposal for a 12-story glass arena situated out on the water under the Bay Bridge. The arena isn't going to be cheap. The latest estimates suggest it could cost the Warriors up to $1 billion and the city at least $120 million in private construction costs. But Mayor Lee says it's an investment, a construction project that would create thousands of jobs, and it's an arena that's close to public transit and would draw fans and their wallets from around the region. And more importantly for San Francisco, it would allow a private company to fix up the crumbling piers, something local leaders have been trying to accomplish for more than 20 years, and the city says it can't afford to do by itself. To hear Mayor Lee tell it, everyone is on board for the new Warriors Stadium.
We've got commissioners from our port, staff from our port, the Recreation and Park Department, our planning department. We have our board of supervisors from all of the different districts.
But zoom out from the press conference and you'll find critics. They say San Francisco just can't handle another arena. KALW's Angela Johnston has our story.
In a speech about the Golden State Warriors' new basketball arena on the waterfront, former Mayor Gavin Newsom compared San Francisco to Athens.
As an ex-mayor, I love to quote other ex-mayors, and I think the most quotable is Pericles, who said to the Athenians, "We do not imitate, for we are a model to others." That's San Francisco, and that's this project. This is
about— Not every ex-mayor feels this way.
I'm not getting paid to oppose this. I'm a volunteer. I don't live in the neighborhood. I just happen to be a resident of San Francisco.
This is former Mayor Art Agnos. He served from 1988 to 1992. After the 1989 Loma Prieta earthquake, he led the effort to tear down the Embarcadero Freeway rather than rebuild it. The new arena, he says, would undo that good work.
I remember throughout the previous 30 years that I've lived in San Francisco, people would say, look at the double-decker freeway that used to spoil the entire waterfront. People would say, who the hell did that? And I predict that should this facility be built at that particular site, people will look at it 3 or 4 years from now and say, who the hell did that?
The 12-story arena will sit right on the piers, occupying an area about three times the size of Union Square. Proponents point out that the development includes a significant amount of open public space. Plus, it's close to transit. In short, it's green. But Agnos says not green enough.
We don't have the traffic. I mean, we don't have the traffic plan to accommodate almost 6 million people in any part of the city, and especially that one.
On a recent afternoon, I went to scope out the new site.
It's a beautiful day. I'm standing along the Embarcadero, looking out at the water and looking at Piers 3032. And right now it's covered in big white tents. Those are the America's Cup team bases. And there's some big super yachts out on the water. They're towering about 100 feet into the sky. And I was told a few weeks ago that the Warriors Arena is going to be 50 feet taller than those giant yachts.
Across the street from the development site, right underneath the Bay Bridge, Katie Liddell lives in an 8th-floor apartment.
So this is some of the main things, some of the comments that were submitted.
Liddell chairs the Citizens Advisory Committee, or CAC, for the arena development. In her apartment are thick folders full of people's questions about the project.
Oh, here it is. Air quality, and air quality. A lot of it really revolves around transportation.
Liddell's got a personal stake, too.
I'm sitting in here in my place looking around, and I know I have to dust every day because I have black dust that comes in, and I know that that's a result of the Bay Bridge and the cars and the traffic around me.
The city's acknowledged these issues. Jennifer Matz is the mayor's director of waterfront development. We met in a high-ceiling conference room in City Hall.
A project of this scale is going to require an extensive environmental look.
Even though the architectural plans aren't finalized, the Warriors took a risk and paid millions to have this environmental review start earlier than it normally would. This raised eyebrows among people who opposed the project. People like former Mayor Art Agnos are suspicious that the review, called an EIR, has been fast-tracked. But Matt says this EIR will actually take longer than usual, up to a year and a half. There's a lot to study. Everything from how construction will affect marine life to whether the arena's glass facade is a hazard to birds. And, of course, the traffic.
You have pedestrians, you have bicycles, you have the local traffic and parking issues, you have...
Peter Albert works for the San Francisco Municipal Transportation Agency, or MTA. He's drafted an entire waterfront assessment, looking at how projects from Hunter's Point Shipyard to Crissy Field will affect how people get around.
It doesn't do anybody any good if solutions for one particular project don't really jive well with solutions with the project next door.
Albert says the Warriors are already brainstorming smart transportation options that could also be seen as future investments for the city. Things like working with existing garages to stay open late for games, or selling transit passes along with game tickets. But ultimately, overlapping games isn't even the biggest issue. Last October, while the Giants were busy winning the World Series, Oakland's Oracle Arena put on jazz and comedy shows, Warriors preseason games, and a Justin Bieber concert. The new arena will hold 19,000 people, and it's supposed to put on 150 events a year, which means the Giants fans and the Beliebers could be partying on the same night in the same neighborhood. Katie Liddell says that will have obvious consequences.
People who come to events or games right now leave their litter. They use the sidewalks as bathrooms. And it's just generally very dirty here in the neighborhood after an event.
Waterfront Director Jennifer Matz says that's the kind of thing the city is working hard to remember.
We have no intention of choking the neighbors in order to benefit patrons of an arena or a ballpark. The experience needs to work for everyone.
And Matt says part of this project's appeal for the city is this type of experimentation, this risk.
Many cities at this stage in their development in Western countries and certainly in the United States have something of a finished quality to them. And I think San Francisco has an opportunity to not be a finished city, but to still be a city that is continuing to evolve and define itself. And one of the places that we are most perfectly set up to have that conversation and to do that is along our waterfront.
Many people have pushed the city in the past. Even former Mayor Art Agnos proposed a cruise ship terminal theme park called the Scandinavian Center back in 1990. But the money fell through. Just as it did in 2000, 2008, and last fall when Oracle abandoned a proposal for a permanent America's Cup development on the pier. The Warriors seem willing to spend, maybe $1 billion. But for now, a San Francisco arena isn't a slam dunk. In San Francisco, I'm Angela Johnston for Cross Currents.